Hey, buddy, what do we got on the show today?
On today's show, Kate Middleton is missing, or is she? A royal family insider calls in to squash the goss. Plus, Brett goes toe to weird-ass toe with a text scammer. Texas loses access to Pornhub.com. But not to worry, there's plenty more fish in the semen.
Ugh.
And New York's rat daddy may have some cross-country competition, and we have an exclusive interview with the person cooking up a fat bowl of rat beef. All this and much, much, many, much more. Let's start the fucking show!
Mayday, mayday. All hands on deck. Star Destroyer inbound. The Brett's Tokyo is blowing up the ship.
Oh, yeah! Folks, welcome to the Brett DeMott Show.
Oh, yeah, with Buddy. God.
Jesus Christ.
We just need to build that in. We just need to build it in.
What do you mean?
You should say it.
Okay.
You should just say it.
Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show with Buddy.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, that sucks, too. Welcome to the Brett. Let's do it again. Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show
with Buddy,
the number one news and pop culture podcast in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host, Brett DeMott, and joining me, as always, is my best friend and co-host, Buddy.
Woo!
And together we are the Big Silly News Boys, according to the third song on Beyonce's new country album, When Played Backwards.
It's like
Beyonce. Yeah, every week we find the biggest, the dumbest, the weirdest, and wildest news from around the world and then interview some guests straight on the headlines. We're also going to go through some articles that you, our trusty reporters in the field, submitted to us this past week.
Oh, wow, you remembered.
Via our many social medias. And folks, we are so incredibly excited for the show today. Got a great guest.
It's a big one.
We got two guests really coming up on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
But we're so excited to get to them, folks. But we got to do what we do every week before we get started on the show. And that, of course, is check in with our de facto message board, also known as our Apple Podcast Reviews. We got a couple of good ones for you today. This first one comes from Tex Cub, and it reads, "It's Brett's giggles for me."
No.
And then it goes on to say, "Buddy sounds 5 feet 5 inches tall. Am I right?
You fucking piece of shit." You piece of shit. Five, are you kidding me?
You're close.
Sounds
right? 5'7", right?
I don't even sound bigger than that.
I'll say this.
I sound pretty fucking big, don't I?
I sound pretty fucking big, don't I?
You fucking motherfucker.
I do not sound like that.
Fuck, I am 5'7".
I'm
a fool. I am a fucking full 5'7".
2 inches taller than what you thought, folks. 2 inches taller than what you thought.
Full 5'7".
It doesn't matter that Buddy sounds like a person from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He's actually 5'7".
Fuck.
No, next up we got a review from... No, you love the show. Come on, you love it.
I do, I love it.
You love when we treat you this way. Next review comes from Mellow Note 13, and it says, "Buyer beware." Oh? "After purchasing this product, it arrived undamaged." Okay, that's the only good thing I have to say. The description and pics show a simple two-slice toaster. Okay, we got a mix-up here. "What I received is the farthest thing from a toaster I can imagine. Couldn't find the original listing on Amazon, so posted it here." Okay, well, at least...
Okay, well...
The review is still 5 stars, so that's good.
I'll take it.
And by the way, last week, folks, we did launch our Patreon, which thankful for everyone who jumped in on the Patreon so quickly. We got a nice fat load of people.
God, what?
But we also put the question to Spotify last week. What would we have to do to get you to sub to this Patreon? And we got a few interesting responses from people. Nina Fox says, "Sexy video to the New Reporter theme song, wild stories about your past, and Wendy's/Chipotle food reviews." Interesting idea, Nina.
Consider it done.
Yeah, we got another one from Mephifisto. A full-scale special report on the Ocean's 11. They've been quiet in the deep blue for too long. Yeah. Mephifiesto, I think we might get there.
That's probably good because the Ocean's 11, just for us to intro that whole thing to people, is so long.
Yeah, we can't even do it on the regular show anymore because there's too much we have to catch people up on. But then we got a couple from Brissy Joe says, more feet pics. Okay, the first feet pics. There's no feet pics on there anymore.
Not, you haven't sent any.
Neither. Have you sent people feet pics, buddy?
If you ask, ye shall receive.
Eep wants a fart button, but just someone saying fart.
Oh.
Stobert would like a new, longer New Reporter theme song. Okay.
It's pretty long.
And then Nicole Shart says, I already did. Oh, you already subscribed to the Patreon. Y'all are making an awesome show. Happy to support. Well, we deeply appreciate that, Nicole, and those kind words. And folks, if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, head over to patreon.com/BrettDeMott Show. You get video of all new episodes. You get access to the video archive of my old Twitch talk show, How You Been, with a bunch of incredible guests, people that look and sound a lot like Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, Nicole Byer, Mary Holland, Dan Lipper, Ryan Rosenberg, Drew Tartt, Carl Tartt, just a who's who. You also get our weekly bonus headline, which last week we talked about how thick whale penises are. And it won't always be stuff like that, but this week's bonus headline, just to give you a little tease, we don't do piss news on the show very often anymore, but let's just say we got one of the funniest piss newses ever and the most scientifically interesting piss newses
and
of all
one of the best, the only good video of piss that we could ever play, probably.
The only good video of piss we could ever play. We will be playing and talking about that on our bonus headline this week. Yeah. So you can subscribe on Patreon and you will get access to that. It drops on Fridays in video and audio. So folks, please go over to the Patreon and subscribe. But enough of that, because we got enough shit to talk about on this show to fill a ship. You know what I mean?
We do.
And that's right. We were asked on Discord what we thought about the whole Kate Middleton situation by Jenny. And again, the Discord is something you can get from Patreon. So if you would like to sort of have priority submission access there, it's an easy way to submit stuff to us. But Jenny asked us to look into what's going on with Kate Middleton, and we have a little bit of an update, and the headline reads, Kate Middleton was spotted in public with video to prove it. Maybe.
Okay.
That's right, folks.
Maybe.
Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, has not been seen in public for the last few weeks. There has been intense speculation about her whereabouts and well-being, including conspiracy theories ranging from serious health issues, affairs, and even death. That's right. People think she's dead, and they're not telling us. A highly photoshopped image that was recently released of Kate and her three children only fueled the fire. But Monday morning, a video was posted allegedly showing Kate at a farm shop in Windsor. The brief footage shows Kate smiling, dressed in a hoodie and leggings. Big belch.
God.
And carrying a shopping bag. Still, there are those who don't believe it's Kate in the video, rather a lookalike with the royal family failing to address any rumors publicly. It's left many to ask, what is really going on here, folks? And look, Buddy and I have never claimed to be experts on the royal family. In fact, we've never been close to anything even called a king unless it's of the burger variety.
Yeah. We privately can't believe that England is still doing that stuff.
Yep. We and
privately, though.
No, publicly, I also am confused. But we actually, honestly, it's incredible what happened. We, this week, when we were sort of doing some research into this this topic, I was actually contacted by an anonymous source who wanted to come on to the show to sort of address the situation a little bit. But they said specifically that they can only come in under condition of anonymity, and they would only like to come in if it's just a one-on-one interview with me. So I've never done this before, buddy, and I'm very sorry to do this, but I'm going to have to ask you to disconnect from our recording so that I can bring on this guest. And I
like
sincerely
wink, like just go in the green room and or like just hide my camera.
They said that they would know if we didn't do it like this. So I'm going to need you to disconnect, and I'm going to need you to jump back on. I'm not going to need you to jump back on. I need you to disconnect so that I can bring on this guest. And look, I promise I'll keep it quick. I'll keep it to like 5-10 minutes at most. And then I'll text you to come back on. And I apologize, but it's just the way. If we want the scoop, we got to do it their way. I'm sorry.
Fine. What? I don't have any more minutes on my phone, so just come knock on the van door.
Okay, I will do that. All right, I'm very
Ask
sorry.
Ask good questions.
You know I will. I always do. I'm the best in the biz. All right, I'm very sorry. Okay. Well, folks, now it's just me. And so let me really quickly, I'm going to get this guest on the line. I have to do a couple little quick things here and just connecting. And here we go, bringing them on. And hello. Hello? Big sip of tea. Hello?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Is this the confidential informant with the royal family that I, this is Brett DeMott. I'm just checking.
Just Brett?
It's just me.
No one is.
There's no one else on this call right now. It's just us. You know, you will be broadcast on our podcast, but I'll do a slight voice changer disguise your voice, and we'll, in any video, we'll put up, the funniest picture of a British guy that we can find, if that works for you.
Wonderful. Yes.
Okay, well...
Pardon me, the time difference. I'm drinking Earl Grey tea.
Right, because it's, I'm assuming, early morning where you are?
Tea time.
Well, I don't know what to refer to you as. I would love to what should I call you?
Call me Butler.
Did you just give away your job with the king?
You can't imagine how many butlers there are for the royal family. It is, I could have said anyone on earth and they would not figure it out.
Okay,
Trust me, there are so many butlers.
You've definitely narrowed it down, and I would just say be cognizant of that going forward. I don't think you want to narrow the identity down too much further than that. But listen, a lot of people out there are saying that.
Sorry, eating beans on toast.
Okay. You are incredibly British, sir.
Yes.
So far, Earl Grey tea and beans on toast, and you've leaned into both of those nouns almost as if you're sort of looking at a list of British nouns and trying to say them.
No, okay. Not me. Right off the dome.
Yeah, okay, good, great. The dome, that's what you guys say over there. Anyway, so a lot of people out there are worried about Princess Kate. They think that she is missing or perhaps sick. Or maybe dead. Right. There are people who believe she is dead, and they're just trying to figure out a sort of cover story.
Yes, wild conspiracy there. Why?
Yeah, do you have any insight for our audience who are concerned? Because I don't think everybody is in it for the entertainment. I think some people are genuinely concerned about Princess Kate's whereabouts.
And no need to be concerned, anyone. No need, because she is dead.
Okay.
She is dead.
That would be an immediate cause for concern.
No concern for her because she is fully dead.
Okay.
You cannot concern for the dead, they say.
Okay.
In Yorkshire.
Okay. Okay. I think that's the worst case scenario for a lot of people. So I think that's actually big news.
We all die.
I get that we do all die.
Yes.
But I guess a lot of people out there are going to be wanting some sort of proof and not just the word of an anonymous source. So is there any sort of...
Well, I'm not going to be able to show you a body. I mean, it's all part of the royal family plan. Okay? Many years ago, have you ever heard of Princess Diana?
Of course. Huge story in the United States when she was killed.
When that happened, when she passed, the royal family got together and said, no more of this. We cannot have this happen again. So, since then, there has been a decree within the family that any lady that one of the boys marries must, at a minimum, be an identical triplet.
Okay.
Yes. That way, if we lose one, we have another or so.
Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, so yeah. these people who we have seen in this footage is just an identical twin of Kate.
It's Kate number two.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And it's been a few months since the passing of Kate number one. Fell off a
months?
Horse, by the way. Fell off a horse.
Jeez, okay.
Fell off a horse, right off the horse. And so, it's been a few months, so we've been having to train Kate 2 to do things that Kate 1 has been done, because Kate 2 has been, as you probably know, basically underground in a basement.
I didn't know that.
since the marriage, can't have her out. Can't have her out, you know. So she's been down there, she's a bit paler than the rest of us, if I can say.
Don't
she's
say that
bit,
with such judgment, sir.
She hasn't been outside and spoken to many people, so
right.
we've been putting her through some training, and we gave her a nice little trial run there at the farmer's market.
Okay, so that was like a trial run, and
no speaking, you see, from a distance, people say, no, that's not her, and she doesn't look exactly like, and nobody looks exactly like each other, but close enough to where people could say, did she have some work done? Is that why she's been out of the spotlight?
Which is a lot of what people have said on TikTok. They've said either she's sort of had some work done.
So we did do some work just to confuse people. We gave her big puffy lips. We gave her lip injections. We lifted a cheek. That way it covers it up a little bit, you know. It
Just
kind of, it masks.
Right.
Her face. You know?
Right, right. Okay. Well, I think you really sort of kept...
Sorry, having a biscuit.
Okay, yes, of course. Biscuit. Biscuit, of course, is what you all call...
Cookies.
Again, feels like you're just reading from a list of British nouns.
No, off the dome.
Okay. Well, geez, I mean, this is huge news. I think if people found out that this is the truth, that she is dead and she has been replaced by one of three triplets, so that means there is one triplet left alive.
You don't want that one out, I'll tell you.
Okay.
That one's a mess.
In what way? I guess I kind of get it. There's usually like in three siblings, there's typically, they all kind of play different roles. One's very put together. One is kind of the one that's sort of fighting between the poles. And then the other one is the one who is sort of letting loose and being a little bit more wild and like trying to go against the grain a little more rebellious, you might say.
Well, industry secret. Yeah. There was recently a movie based on Kate number three.
What movie is that? I'm trying to think of a movie with
it's called Poor Things.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Wait, so Kate 3 is like a baby, like a baby woman?
Yes, yes. Looking back now, we should have, let them be out more than
right.
we did. Kate 3 did not take well to captivity.
Right.
To the hiding, as we call it. she's a mess. She's a mess. It'll be like teaching a dog to talk.
Hey, there are some dogs. I like that. I saw you kind of lose faith in that one. As you're going through it. But I get it. I understand. And so am I to, like, again, not trying to infer anything about you personally, sir, but are you in some way involved in the training of these replacement Kates?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I am. I mean, I know of someone.
Okay.
Who is.
I shouldn't have asked that question.
No,
that's my fault.
We covered it well. It's covered. No, I do. Someone on the inside. Yes.
Right, of course. You know someone. You're just a friend of a friend.
Yeah. I guess. They go down there. They feed them. They bring them magazines.
They wash their
linens. and they make sure that the door is locked.
Okay. I feel like it's getting hard for you to maintain cover here, sir, so I don't want to keep you on too much longer. And honestly, I feel bad for banishing my co-host to his van.
I will need to leave soon because Coventry made it to the FA Cup semifinals, and I need to make it to the game.
Okay, that seems like a thing you just know about, and that wasn't even something that you pulled. But I guess I have one question. If this is all part of an elaborate ruse and there's plans going ahead, what happens in the off chance that like something terrible happens to these other two Kates? What does the royal family do if Kate actually can't cover for her being gone anymore? What's the plan in that case?
It will all implode.
Oh no.
It will be the end of it all.
I'm sorry. What does that mean? End of just the relationship. They'll have to come forward and say there's been some sort of elaborate ruse.
No. A deal was made with the devil many centuries ago for the royal family to stay in power, but the boys must always be married.
Wait.
They must always be married.
What an interesting...
When Diana died early, we got a strike.
But that makes sense, though, because Prince Charles at the time notoriously was having an affair with Camilla Parker Bowles.
Well, so, it was supposed to be Diana too.
Oh, see, I wish that I had more time to spend with you, sir, because this is actually really getting interesting here.
It's wildly complicated for me, but maybe for another time.
Yeah, maybe we'll have you back on the show at another time. But it's I hate that this is where people are finding out the truth about what happened to Princess Kate. And I guess, but I guess in a certain sense, if they're triplets, they all sort of share the same DNA. So they are, in a sense, all the same person. And so in reality, if you're triplets and one of the triplets dies, they're still alive in a certain sense. I don't know why I feel the need to do what I'm doing right now, making like a beautiful story out of this. But just for anybody out there in the audience who's worried or feels sad, just know that when a triplet dies, when one of them dies, they're still alive in the other two. Yeah, they kind of subsume each other's corpse, or like souls.
Souls, yes. They eat their souls, yes.
Yes, yes. Triplets are three souls that eat each other when they die.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Good. That's probably, that's too weird, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to leave that in. But anyway, Butler, I appreciate you coming on to discuss this and give the audience a little peek behind the curtain.
No worries. Don't worry about Kate. She's fine.
That's great to know.
Because she's dead.
Right? Of course. She is dead. Well, yes. Butler, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to really quickly go out and knock on Buddy's door. What are you doing?
Sorry. My teeth were hitting my microphone.
You said teeth the same way you said all the other British words, but it was just teeth.
I have famously bad British teeth.
Oh, cool. Great. Well, thank you so much, Butler. All right, I'm going to go get Buddy. Give me 2 seconds, everybody.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, folks, we're back. Buddy's back. Buddy, I'm very sorry.
No.
Honestly, I think you'd have been freaked out by what we talked about anyway.
Give me a quick...
He said I couldn't tell you anything, and you can't even listen to the episode. He said,
"What? God, it's because I'm on that text chain with Christopher Nolan. He thinks I'm going to probably sell that.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to sell the life rights to what's going on. But you're back, man, and I'll never do that to you again. I swear, I will never. I'll never kick you off the show.
It's either both or nothing.
Ever again.
Promise.
Yeah, from now on, it's either both or nothing.
We'll never do that.
We'll
again.
We'll never do that again. I can guarantee it. Well, folks, we are very excited. We have an incredible guest on the show this week, as we do every week, in my opinion. But this guest is coming to respond to an article that was sent in to us by Nikki Cole on our Discord, which you, again, can get access to through our Patreon at patreon.com/BrettDiMaccio. There's no ad involved. But anyway, this headline, again, comes from Nikki Cole on Discord, and the headline reads...
Man, it's so good.
New York City's Rat Daddy gives tours of the city's rat population. That's right, folks. New York City's self-described Rat Daddy has taken TikTok by storm with his tours of the city's infamous rat population. Throughout his Rat Talk series, Kenny Bulwark has filmed the polarizing rodent dashing across sidewalks. Calling rats polarizing is a pretty funny...
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anybody who's like stoked about rats, except for maybe the Rat Daddy, I guess.
Yeah.
He's filmed the rat daddy. No, he's filmed the rodents dashing across sidewalks, climbing trash cans, and every now and then crawling across bodega snack displays.
Every now and then.
As of May 2023, he also begun to offer tours of the city's most rat-infested areas. And he's taken tourists from all over the world on these rat tours, which ordinarily costs $50 per person for an hour.
Fair.
Ordinarily. Bulwark revealed he guides his tours by following the rat map. A public database from the mayor's office that identifies the neighborhoods with the highest number of rat complaints and problems.
Rat map.
Once he spots the rats, Bulwark says he typically sprays them with rodent deterrent.
What?
From Infinity Shield, a company that sponsors him and allows him to take sales commissions if people use the discount code he advertised. The deterrent works by masking the trash smell and therefore confusing the rats so they don't return. And the capitalistic sort of side of this is a bummer to me. I wish this guy just worked for the love of the rats. You know what I mean? Wish he worked for the love of the game, but he doesn't.
You can't call yourself the rat daddy and then also spray them with rodent deterrent.
No, and I'll tell you this. He also needs to be careful about calling himself the rat daddy because, folks, we got wind of someone else.
Got wind is an easy way to say it. We got nearly harassed.
Yes, by phone calls. A fella named Alan Prisnitsky from Chicago, who some would call the rat daddy of Chicago. And folks, we are lucky as hell to have him on the show today. So Alan Prisnitsky, the rat daddy of Chicago, welcome to the Brett DeMott Show. How you doing, Alan?
You know, Brett, I've been better. I've been a little bit bitter. But that's not on you. And I want to say thank you so much for having me on your program. It means the world to me to give a normal rat guy like me a platform like this.
Right. You know, Alan, I
normal
think,
rat guy like you. OK.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, what makes you a normal rat guy as compared to Kenny Bulwark, New York City's rat daddy?
Well, I don't know how they do it in big fancy New York City, but here in Chicago, we have a little something called democracy, Brett.
Okay.
I'm not some self-proclaimed rat daddy roaming the streets. I am a duly elected official of the Chicago city government.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I am Chicago's rat alderman.
Oh,
so okay. I see. It's almost like you're the mayor of Chicago, and then somebody in New York just says they're the mayor of New York, and it makes it seem like y'all are equals.
It would be almost exactly like that, except. For people who are not familiar with Chicago politics, give me $50. I'll tell you all about it. No, I'm kidding, of course. If you're not familiar with Chicago politics, an alderman is like a little mini mayor. You see, we have 51 wards in the city. Right. We, you know, the 50 normal ones that everybody knows about. And then my ward, the 51st ward, which is a traveling ward, which is the rat ward. And I go, and my jurisdiction starts and ends with where the rats begins, because I go where the rats go.
Right. And now, this implies, because an alderman is sort of responsible for the needs and wants of the people of their ward.
Constituents.
Sorry.
Not
sorry.
People.
Okay.
People is very reductive of what I do.
I was going to get there. Because
it's constituents.
I was going to say, it sounds to me like what you are saying is you represent the interests of Chicago's rat population in city government. Is that
absolutely yes? And I serve at the will of the rats, okay? Because, you know, if they have recall elections, if they didn't want me, you know, we're recording this today on March 19th. This is primary day in Chicago. I fully expect tomorrow when I wake up from my tunnel to hear the good news, Alan Prisnitsky, another term as Chicago's rat alderman of the 51st ward.
Now, hang on, Alan.
I got a lot of questions about this election.
Yeah, I assume most elections are held. I didn't know that there was an election for the rat alderman, but are the rats who are voting?
Or is it the
people in this parts of the city where rats have sort of taken root?
Brett, it is Chicago politics. Anybody can vote. Rats can vote. Dead people can vote. Democrats can vote. We even let the Irish vote here. Kidding. Some of my best friends are rat Irish.
Are rat Irish?
Yeah, it's a complicated term. I mean, we don't have to get into the whole history of it, but the term is rat. It sounds more abrasive than it really is, but yeah.
Right. But are these rats that claim Irish heritage, or are these?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Chicago is a tapestry of rats. We have rats from every corner of the earth represented here in Chicago.
Yeah, I guess. But are you officially recognized by the city? I guess that's my main question.
Or that is a really it's a great question. I mean, that really honestly depends on what you mean by recognized. Can they hear me when I talk? Yes. I have interrupted Mayor Brandon Johnson at lunches. I have interrupted Mayor Brandon Johnson at dinners. He knows who I am. He recognizes I exist. I have a seat on the council. I have a seat on the city council.
Okay, so you go to the actual city council meetings and you sit in and sort of debate and sort of interact with other council members.
I would say no to all of those questions. Yeah, I go, if that was what you were saying.
That was part of what I was saying.
Yeah. I definitely go. I mean, you can't help but notice the, I would say, the cylindrical shape that I am in right now. Right. I am coming to you from the sewers under Chicago.
I was going to ask. I can
go pretty much anywhere the city council can go, vis-a-vis, which is French, through the sewer system.
Yeah.
I was going to say, a little bit ago, you kind of subtly mentioned waking up in your tunnel, and I wanted to call it out, but we kind of breezed past it.
Thanks for bringing that back, Brett. I really do appreciate that.
When you do go to these meetings, you are there. You say you do not debate them, but do you bring, like, bills in or anything that, like, would help rats? Or, like, what, like, rats' rights kind of are you representing?
Well, I mean,
like, what's your rat platform, I guess?
I'm glad you brought that up. My rat form. Oh, okay. Somebody's familiar with my work. Yeah.
I do my research, Alan. I always do my research.
I'm glad that you brought this up because you read this article about this rat daddy in New York City, and he says he's the rat daddy. He's charging money for these rat tours. Mm-hmm. And what's he doing on these tours? He's spraying the rats.
Yep. Yeah.
He's spraying the rats.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, buddy. He doesn't sound like a daddy at all. He sounds like a serial killer.
He sounds like an exterminator, the rat exterminator.
And if that's the kind of daddy that you grew up with, I, you know, God bless you, but you need some help, okay? That's all I can say to that man. I would never spray a rat. I am here at the rat's pleasure, and I am here to advocate for policies that help rats.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad you bring that up because that was going to be my next question, is that I think I'm interested, as a person who wants to understand sort of the plight of everyone and everything in this world, in this universe, I want to know what issues do matter to rats. And I'm assuming a lot of people out there are thinking, like, what are they thinking of besides how to eat all the trash? Yeah. Where can they poop?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's got to be a lot of issues property ownment, because, like, who owns the property? The person who bought the house, or the rat who was there?
Or the rat who's lived there through multiple tenants, you know? The
generational property.
Yeah. Squatter's rats. That's what we call them. We call them squatter's rats. Right. And all rats have them, because, like I said, the rats, they were here before the people, okay?
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. They were here before me. They were definitely here before me.
Yeah.
You think I'm older than all the rats?
No, I don't. I think you look like a young guy, in fact. In fact, I thought it was interesting that you got into any kind of, like, city government. Although I do think we're in a moment in history where a lot of younger people are getting involved. But it's what was sort of the moment for you where you went from being like, I just want to be a private citizen, I want to, like, care about what I, Alan Prisnitsky, care about, and your sort of mind frame shifted to wanting to take take up the cause of the Chicago rats?
Guy, you know, I don't necessarily think that it was ever one instance that, if I had to put my finger on it. When I was a little boy, me and my parents were coming out of an opera, and my parents had money. Okay, don't get me started. They had money. Anyway, a mugger comes out of the alleyway and pulls a gun on my mom Uh-huh. And my dad, trying to be a big hero, he dives in front of the bullet. Uh-huh. Mugger shoots my dad instead of my mom, then shoots my mom, then ditches away. Joe Chill is this man's name. And I get, if there's anything I think that one thing, but it's not really one thing, that set me down this path, it was probably the murder of my parents at that opera, then me going to live in an orphanage after that.
And then I'm assuming you had some sort of interaction with a rat maybe immediately after that and sort of got like sort of hip to their cause? Or was it just kind of, that was the moment that kind of...
That just kind of broke you.
Broke your brain and kind of made you want to pursue some sort of altruistic goal. Yep.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. You know what? I never thought of it like that, and I probably never will again.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Because the past is the past. The rats have a saying. The past is the past.
Yeah.
Right.
That brings up my next question, because you just said the rats say.
Yes.
How do you communicate with the rats?
Well, I am... Again, you live in the city of Chicago, you kind of have to do this to get along. I am bilingual. I speak English, Chicago English, and I also speak rat. So a lot of times when I interrupt a city council meeting, I will be advocating for my constituents in rat. And I will get things sprayed at me. Right? Me.
Yeah. Right. Pepper spray, probably.
It's usually pepper spray.
Yeah.
Or what's it called? Infinity Shield. The trash spray.
Yeah, no, I'm not sponsored by any Infinity Shield. I don't have promo codes. I don't have affiliate links. I back the products that I like and that I use. But that is it. There's no marketing behind what I do.
No dark money.
No. Okay. I mean, dark now money. We get trash. We get plenty of donated trash.
Well, yeah. Listen, I don't want to throw accusations your way, Alan. Okay. But I have done some research into what's going on in Chicago. When I found out you were coming on the show, I did a little bit of research, and I did read a story last week about a huge heist at a dairy factory.
Oh, you read that, huh?
Yeah.
You read that story, huh?
And people are pointing fingers, and they're saying that, like, whoever stole the cheese... They say some video evidence that has not been made public yet, but I just want you to have an opportunity before this story really sort of blows open to sort of have a platform to plead your innocence, because I hate to say it, Alan, but I think people are gonna be coming for you because you are a human-sized person. You would likely be the person who was responsible for orchestrating a heist like that.
To the heroes that liberated all of the cheese from the Chicago creamery, I have to say, well done, bravo. They shouldn't be holding all of that cheese behind closed doors when that cheese is for everyone. Cheese goes bad. It takes a while, but it does go bad.
And it just becomes a different kind of cheese. Also, right?
Yeah,
it turns into moldy blue, like blue cheese or one of the other ones.
I'm a rat guy, not a cheese guy. And I got to say, for the rats, the cheese don't last that long. Right. And to anyone's claiming that cheese might appear on the black market, on a resale market of some sort, I say, don't hold your breath. That cheese is most likely gone. And also, to the people that say, rats couldn't have broken into that facility. Rats can get into any facility at any time.
Be careful what you admit to on the show, Alan. I just want you to know, like, our audience is chill. Our audience is cool. Yeah. But, like, don't sort of put anything into the public record that might sort of incriminate you or any of your constituents, because I will say we have a few people who listen to the show who have proved to be, like, sort of pesky detectives who have figured some stuff out in the past, and I don't want you to get in trouble or for any of your constituents to get in trouble.
To that, I will say this. We are rats, okay? We have our own police force. We have our own investigative units. We have our own district attorney's offices. We have services. If it turns out, and I'm not saying that it was, if it turns out it was rats what perpetrated this crime, they will be duly prosecuted by rat justice, not by human justice.
Got it. And who would prosecute you if you got into trouble? Would you be
human
under...
justice? That would be human justice.
You would be right. Human justice. Okay.
Yep. And I have been. I am no stranger to Johnny Law dragging me into their human law offices and asking me all kinds of questions. But you know that's their remit because I am a human man. God, right. It's my shame, it's my curse, but I am a human man. That is what I am.
Right. It's shame, yeah.
And what, just one other thing that I just want to mention in the research that I did, there's also been a recent rash or sort of, I don't know what the word for it, a recent...
Ratch.
Ratch of basically a vigilante of sorts.
Huh.
In Chicago, who is sort of who is swooping in and stopping sort of like the sanitation workers from removing trash from sidewalks, stopping any sort of cleanup crews from cleaning up any sort of environmental issues. So there's a lot of and there are people saying even that there is a tiny little light that shines into the sky.
Tiny light.
The Chicago skyline that is shaped like a rat. And people are saying that there is someone out there who's doing this.
Brett, let
and
me
they're
ask
calling
you a question.
Him mm-hmm. the rat man.
They're calling him the rat man. Brett, let me ask you a question. Do you have a family? Wife? Children?
They are still alive, but they are no longer with us.
Let's say somebody took your family, who is still alive, dragged them outside of your house in front of you and shot them in the street. Now, what would your response to that be? You're a human. You would have a response to that, right?
I would. I mean, I would.
That's
I'll
a crazy response,
you.
By the way, to that.
Can I ask you something?
Sucking on the top of your lip? I've never seen someone get so mad.
Well, I was just thinking, I would like to think that I would react heroically, but I'm going to be honest with you, Alan. I think I would cower. I think that's what would actually happen.
Go back,
when you said Joe Chill killed your family, now that we've kind of talked about everything, was Joe Chill a rat with a gun, or was Joe Chill a human?
I have thought about this so many times since. I mean, here's the thing. I was a little boy, okay? I was just a little kid. In my memory, yes, he was a full-size human rat with a gun, okay? But I know that memory is fallible, okay? Right. I am only just remembering the last time I remembered the memory of the last time I remembered the memory, okay? I know this.
Right.
Yeah. So you've kind of just like maybe taken the form of the thing that frightened you as a child, which was Joe Chill, a giant human rat.
I have honestly never put even one moment's thought into what that might be. You saying it now, it does make sense. It does make some level of sense to me, but I couldn't say for sure.
Yeah, no,
all I can say, all I can say, is to the sanitation Nazis who are dragging people out of their homes, burning people's food sources, stomping people in the street,
poisoning them.
Basically, how would you like it if someone came into your house and put a lid on your fridge and said, "No, you can't open this fridge. It's got a big lid on it."
Well, I'll say my ex-wife didn't put a lid on the fridge, but she did put a time release lock on it, so after 7 p.m., I couldn't get in there.
She is as bad, if not worse, as what those sanitation Gestapos are doing to my rat people. They are killing us. They're killing them, and they're killing my constituents.
No, listen, for a guy who believes that rats have the same rights as people, I completely understand your perspective.
Yeah,
I do. But I guess I'm kind of just operating from the outside perspective of the rest of the world, who kind of looks at you and your cause and thinks that you are kind of protecting, like rats were a huge part of the spread of the bubonic plague. So I think people view them as this like sort of vector for catastrophic deadly disease.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
The United States of America dropped two nuclear bombs.
This is true.
On Japan. Okay.
This is true.
They did it. They only did it the two times, because the first time was a show of force, and the second time was to show that they would do it again. Rats did one bubonic plague. We only ever did one. We wiped out 75% of the population, but we only did it once. So everybody who throws that in our face, what do you think you're going to do? Keep poking the bear. Keep poking it. You don't think we have another bubonic plague in us? That's we do. Trust me, we do.
That's one of the wildest excuses I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
and honestly, I'm with you. I think if there's a chance that we could unleash a second bubonic plague, I'm flipping my stance. I'm on the rat side completely. And whatever they need,
I am
I am pro doing whatever the rats want to prevent. Yeah.
There doesn't need to be any more plagues. There doesn't need to be any more plagues. I mean, hey, I'm a human. You think I want to get bubonic plague? Absolutely not. Okay, that does not sound like a nice time for me. But as long as everybody leaves the rats alone, the rats leave people alone. And also, Brett, I mean, you mentioned, you know, people everywhere. Oh, they hate the rats. The rats, the rats, the rats, the bubonic plague. The rats are disease. They're dirty. They're dirty. They're dirty. Everywhere I go, and I go places, yeah, I hear from local rats who shake my hand, stop me on the street, and in rat, say, you're a great man. Thank you for what you're doing for our people. If I was in Chicago, I would vote for you. I get that everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm. Now that the Rat Daddy of New York has shown up and kind of put, you know, dirtied up the name of, you know, rat representatives, do you think that you're going to move on from just like local politics to anything? You got your sights set any bigger so that you can maybe take care of situations like New York City's rat problem?
Let's just say I've been having some high level conversations with operatives within the Democratic Party about maybe moving my rat agenda to a national stage. I don't know if that's where we're at yet, and I don't know if people are ready for it. I would be happy to serve. I am a servant of the rats.
Alan, when you say Democratic Party, am I hearing that the way that I think I am? Is it the Democratic Party, or is the emphasis actually on rat? Are you talking about the Democratic Party?
I am, of course, talking about the Democratic Party.
Got it. Yeah. Wow.
Did I misspeak? I may have misspoke.
I think.
Oh no. I didn't want you to get the idea. I don't have Joe Biden or Barack Obama calling me up on my phone. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's nothing like that. It's Pete Buttigieg.
He does look like a mouse.
I'm sorry? Really a mouse?
He does look like a little bit like a rat.
Yeah.
He really does.
He's a quarter rat on his father's side. And it's good enough for us. It's good enough. And again, I'm talking out of turn. I shouldn't even be mentioning this. It is not even happening. But the transportation secretary could get me and all of my rats where we need to go.
That is true. He could stop all sort of sanitation work in subways and sewers. He could, there's a lot the transportation secretary could do to make you and your constituents' lives a lot easier.
People think nobody rides Amtrak's. The rats ride Amtrak's. Okay, we are doing it. Yeah. All right. You're getting a little too cute over there, Brett.
And real quick, just to go back, Brett said the word, confused, and said the word mouse, and you seemed incredibly disgusted that he said mouse. I was a little bit shocked that a rat representative would be so disgusted with just the mention of mouse. Do you have problems with mice, or is that like part of the family?
It's like when somebody calls a chimpanzee a monkey. It's like, okay, but it's not. I mean, that's just not what the thing is, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. It's reductive.
If somebody called you a Neanderthal, you'd be like, huh? That's not what I am. Those things are all, you know, there's a different kind of thing or whatever.
So mouse are the Neanderthals of the rodent community?
I mean, there's not a one-to-one between humans. But a mouse is it's a different thing, okay?
Right,
if someone's like, hey, what's going on in mouse politics? I'm like, why the fuck would I know that? What's going on with Finnish politics? How about you answer me that? I mean, why would anyone know these things?
Right.
I'm a rat alderman. You want to talk to a mouse alderman? Maybe they elect one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very sorry, Alan. I didn't mean any disrespect. I guess I am just like any other human. I sort of I go off gut, I go off my feeling, and from my perspective, a mouse and a rat are very closely related, and I sincerely apologize to you and your constituents for any sort of hurt or harm I caused in sort of equating those two things.
Brett, unfortunately, a big part of my job is education, okay? I do have to educate people because people have a lot of ignorance and a lot of bad opinions about what a rat is and what a rat does, and so I do a lot. I go to schools, I go to lots of local schools, outside of schools. I go outside of schools.
Right. You go, to the street outside.
Yeah,
of
I go 300 feet from a. It's like a polling place. I can't go right up, you know, next to it. I wasn't invited, but I'm changing hearts and minds. The younger generation, they feel a lot differently about rats than you know, some of the old fogies that I deal with.
Right, and that's all we want. You know, all we can ask for in this life is progress. You know, and look, Alan, we got to let you go here in a minute. So I really hope that this appearance has enlightened a lot of our audience, because I'll be honest, I don't think your issues are issues that our audience was probably even aware of. I think they all probably all heard about this rat daddy guy in New York, and they thought that was funny and didn't realize that there was such serious issues like going down in the rat community these days. Yeah. So
it's been enlightening, man.
It really has. And I want you to know that we appreciate and support you, even if we don't 100% understand the intricacies of
the world we're getting there, though. And Brett, I just got to tell you that you might have a bigger rat audience than you think that you have, because I did not hear about your show from people, okay?
Oh, no.
Wow.
I heard about your show from some rats that were very interested. You might have some rants in your Discord. I'm not sure who sent that article in, but you said the name at the top. Sounded like it could have been a rant name, okay? Very similar to a rant name. So I just want you to know, you know, you actually, Brett, you have a lot that you could be doing for rat people. And you are doing for rat people. I just want to say, I thank you.
Well, geez, Alan, that makes me feel good, because I have never once in my life thought first about the rats. And so now the fact that I'm just on autopilot in that regard, I'm doing enough to like get the support of some of the rat population. That feels great to me. But Alan, before we let you go, is there anything that you would like to let the audience know about anything that they should be looking forward to you want to sort of fill them in on?
Gosh, I don't really know. I mean, this is completely unexpected. I guess I would say, if you're in Chicago, go to any Al's Italian Beef and use promo code RAT. You get 10% off your order, and I don't see a dime of that money, okay? I don't see a dime of that money. But that is a 10% off code that does work. And if you want 100% off, just go to the dumpster behind Al's Italian Beef after it closes. And that's a little joke to all my RAT constituents out there.
Al from Al's Italian Beef, I'm sorry if this is news to you, but you are now about to have an influx of people coming to get some Italian beef sandwiches. But
absolutely.
Alan, thank you so much for being on the show. No. We really, really, truly do appreciate you. And also, honestly, it's nice to hear somebody who has a voice that I hear. I kind of hear myself in, even though my
it's close.
Yeah, my voice. You see, here's the thing about my voice, Alan. I've been wanting to talk about it the whole time, is that I almost do what you do.
I was thinking, I was like, are you Cicero? Is it a suburb? Do I hear Mokina in there? It's got to be something like that.
No.
All right.
It's kind of just it's just me, you know? My voice is just me. Yours feels really authentic. Mine is just me.
Yeah, I mean, look, our voices are just our voices. They're certainly not voices that we're doing impressions from. 90s SNL sketches that we may or may not have watched at some point.
Exactly.
These are our voices.
Yes, these are our real voices, folks. Alan Prisnitsky, who is the rat alderman in Chicago, look for him on the ballot this November.
Hopefully running unopposed. Running unopposed.
We'll see. But Alan, thank you so much for being on the show, and the best of luck with everything you got going on, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you put ketchup on a hot dog, we'll fucking kill you.
Okay. But folks, this next story was sent in to us by Mina Mayorga on Instagram, and I think it's a huge deal, folks. Internet censorship in this country is a dangerous, slippery slope.
Slippery as hell.
And I would just like to thank Mina for sending this article into us to get this in front of us and get some attention from us, because the headline reads, Pornhub suspends site in Texas due to state's age verification law.
What?
And folks, initially I know that a lot of people out there are like, age verification law, it seems like that's a good thing for a porn site, but when you think about what it means for your privacy, it's maybe scary.
Yeah.
The story goes on to read, in the latest installment of the dispute between adult content websites and Texas lawmakers, Pornhub suspended service to Texans on Thursday, arguing a state law infringes on adults' rights to access protected speech.
Protected speech, a.k.a. pornos.
That's right, folks. Protected sex. Pornhub, one of the most visited websites in the world, yes. True fact, sued Attorney General Ken Paxton last week to block enforcement of a 2023 state law that requires websites that host pornography to institute age verification measures and display health warnings on its page. In a message that appears when a user tries to access Pornhub from a Texas address, the company argued that safety measures like age verification requirements do not protect minors. The adult entertainment behemoth says the restriction only pushes users to access other sites with fewer privacy protections. Paxton celebrated this victory against Pornhub
celebrated
and other sites.
By jacking off a bunch.
He celebrated this victory against Pornhub and other sites that tried to block the law from taking effect in a Thursday statement to the Tribune. So they're stoked. And folks, I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
This is scary for some reason.
Not the reason that they think, though.
Yeah, but for another reason. And that is, of course, let's not forget, Texas is an open carry state, folks.
Shit. Yeah, they just carry guns around there.
They carry guns. And the idea of having a bunch of armed, backed up hillbillies roaming around with all that pent up aggression looking for fights is pretty scary. So
that's not good, dude. That is not good. You don't need a bunch of dudes with guns with full balls.
Right. And just in case, if we have any listeners out there who are armed, full bald hillbillies looking for a fright right now, there are, just so you know, there are plenty of other porno sites you can visit. Okay, Pornhub is not the only one. There's plenty of other very safe sites that Buddy and I are just going to list for you so that you can get out whatever you need to get out.
Yeah, we've looked at all of them. We've checked them out.
Yes. They're
good. Solid.
For example, if you need one off the top, just go to sleazeclips.com.
Sleazeclips?
Yes.
That's an easy one. You can also go to gorgewbushes.com. I think that's for pretty bushes.
Right. You could go to dsnps.net, which I believe is D's and P's .net.
Wow, that's hidden.
Yes,
that's
pretty hidden good. Pretty good.
There's a cactusjackers.darkweb.
That one's scary. Yeah. That one's a little scary.
Everyone's wiener looks like Hellraiser's head.
Yes. You could also go to alllovegarden.com.
Oh. Wow. That one sounds nice.
That one's sweet. It's a one that's for sweet pornos.
Yeah, yeah. This one is, you can just go, for the sports fans out there, you can go to sanantoniosperms.nba.
That's good. Or you could go also to sexmovies.butthole.
One of my personal favorites, I know a lot of y'all would love this one, borderwallgloryholes.com.
Jesus Christ. In Texas, these are Texans, folks. This is specifically for people in Texas.
They have their own.
We don't endorse the views of some of these websites, but you could also go to chodethumpers.net.
That one's super funny. That's probably the funniest videos, honestly.
Yes, absolutely.
You can also go to Alamo Blowbangs.
.com. I see you're doing a lot of the ones that are Texas specific.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You could also try bonerblesser.church.
That's very Texas. These all, you could just look at all these in one night. You got horsesticks.com, you got sheeploads.org, and you got cowpounders.net. Those are, if you're going to do one, do all. Just go yes. through all of them.
Of course, you could also try growerblower.net.
Yeah, you could also check out another sports fan one. If you like Dallas Cowboys shower cams dot dongs.
Right. Or right. you could also, if you also want something that's totally not sports related at all, you could try hornydoinks.boob.
Dot boob. They got a lot of them.
Yeah.
You can go to stinky. You can go to stinkydicks.maga.netscape if you want.
Yes, of course. Or if you're into political stuff, you could go to BernieSandersMagnumCondoms.gov.
I was going to suggest that if you don't want to look it up on your phone, you can always go to Ted Cruz's drive-thru porno barn.
Yes!
Wow.
What a killer list, folks. If you need a porno website and you live in Texas and don't want to do Pornhub, those are all great options. Absolutely fantastic options.
Yeah, check those out. They're so good.
Check them all out. They're so fucking good.
They're so good. They're so private.
They're all so fucking good. Oh, man. But before we get out of here, I need to sort of let everybody know to keep their freaking eyes peeled, folks, because I almost got freaking scammed this past week.
Not good.
By somebody who preyed on my loneliness.
Ugh.
And I just want to sort of let everybody know what happened. And so
they're so clever these days.
They're
so
clever.
You can spot it in an email or it's like a fake Amazon link. Now, people just be texting you like it's a wrong number.
And that's what happened, folks. I got a text yesterday at 8:55 a.m. that said, "Hey, are you free this afternoon?
Okay.
See you in the coffee shop." And I was confused, so I replied, "I don't have this number saved in my phone. Who is this?" And this person responded with a selfie, which I could show. You could see. You could kind of see. I don't know if I could.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. A selfie says, "My name's Anna. We met in a coffee shop a week ago. Are you Lisa?" Yeah. I was confused. I said, "Hi, Anna. I think you got the wrong number. I am a man named Brett."
And good honesty.
Yeah. She replied, "Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe my assistant saved the wrong number. I hope I didn't cause you any trouble. Thank you for your understanding."
She's a big businesswoman.
"Yeah, you are very friendly. I think you are a gentleman." At this point, I'll be honest, folks. I let my my better judgment slip away.
It's a text to meet cute, dude.
It's text
kind of like
cute, and I thought that this woman was very cute. So I just replied. Yeah. I replied with what I thought
Good
was a
blouse.
Funny joke. Yeah, she said, "I think you are a gentleman." I replied with what I thought was a hilarious joke, and I said, "Tell that to my ex-wife, lol."
Oh no.
Yeah. And then
we gotta talk to you about
I thought it was funny.
With,
it's like I can poke fun at my romantic situation.
Y'all have to get that out that early.
I know. I shouldn't. And in hindsight, I wish I hadn't said any of this because this person ended up being a scammer. But then she says, "I've lived in Los Angeles for 5 years. Where are you from?" I said, "Originally from Pennsylvania, but moved out to Los Angeles last year to get closer to the action. I do a podcast. I'm kind of like a modern day Joe Rogan or Howard Stern type of guy, but way better and funnier and cooler."
Oh, wow.
Which I think is all true. She says, "I'm a freelancer and own a trading company and a beauty salon."
What?
"But I don't need to manage them, so I have a lot of free time to invest in real estate and precious metals to increase my income. Your work is prosperous, and I hope you can achieve greater success." I thought that was very sweet.
Wow.
And again, I made a bad joke. I wish I hadn't. I said, "Thanks. You're saying exactly the stuff I wish my ex would have said."
Oh,
she
God.
Didn't understand the dream. Seems like you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll admit, I was a little forward. I said, "Are you single?" And she replied, "Of course." Of course, which shocked me. She said, "Of course. I divorced 6 years ago and had no children," with a smiley face.
This is good scam if this is AI or something.
I know. I was really at this flowing.
It's a callback to your divorce.
Yeah. At this point, I was totally bought in. So I said, "You seem like you're pretty well off financially with all that business. Do you ever consider investing in other people's dreams?" Because I thought maybe there's an opportunity here, which is maybe fucked up. But I mean, in the end, this was the right thing to do because she was trying to scam me. I wasn't trying to scam her. I was just trying to see if maybe she wanted to bankroll the whole podcast. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, go for it.
And then she kind of ignored that and said, "What interest do you usually have in your spare time?"
Okay.
The timing of these texts was off. So I said, I said, she said, "What do you do in your spare time?" And I again jokingly said, "Figuring out how to make more money is my only real interest. And I guess building a hot tub in the backyard is a current interest." And she said, "I plan to retire at age 40. And I was like, first of all, wow, you're young. I'm an old man. I'm going to be working until I'm dead.
That's what you said?
That is what I said.
Wow.
And then she said, "Making money depends not only on work, but on opportunity. Maybe we can be friends first. I think I will test you to see if you have a learning heart and patience. If you are not so sure, you can't increase your income." And so this is the point where it started to feel like work.
Yeah.
She's going to test me. So I got a little edgy. And I said, "What's learning heart mean?" And I'll be the first to tell you, I ain't got much patience, lol. I said lol, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she says, "I don't think you'll work till you die. People often need the help of a teacher, a noble person to give them the opportunity to learn from them to improve their income. This is the way to realize the leap of working class instead of earning living expenses by working honestly at the bottom all your lives." And I got a little bit offended because it made it sound like she thought I was a nobody when she said I'm working at the bottom. And I was like, I said, okay, I didn't say I was at the bottom. You think I'm at the bottom? I ain't got much, but I'm happy.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, "Patience is like planting a plant. If you invest money, it will take a growth cycle, not a quick profit. That's gambling. That's patience. I didn't have any patience before." And that felt disconnected, which is where I started to think this was maybe a bot. That was, I believe, where I thought it was a bot. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get this bot to do something for me. And she says, "Haha, I'm kidding, because I think it's right to increase your income. I misunderstood you when you said at the bottom. Please forgive me." And I said, "Just to see, Anna, you should listen to my podcast. That's a good way to get to know me." And she said, "Of course. I feel very happy talking with you. By the way, do you use WhatsApp or Telegram? I often use those two applications to keep in touch with important people and family members. If it's convenient, we can keep our friendship with each other there." And then she sent me a link to WhatsApp. And it's very obviously, it's a scam.
It's a weird.
Yeah, the link is all weird. And I decided to sort of start getting a little testy. And I said, "You seem a little pushy, Anna. I don't want another app to think about. I'd rather just text." And she said, "I have a straightforward personality. Ha ha." And I said, "Why are you laughing? I'm being serious." "Every relationship I've ever had, I was meeting somebody on their terms. For once in my life, I would like someone to meet me on my terms."
Oh, Jesus.
"I don't want to download WhatsApp to be your friend, Anna. I just want to be your friend." And she says, "I also want to keep friendship with you, seriously. So I want you to download WhatsApp to keep friendship so that we can share more stories and lives." And I said, "So the only way we can be friends is if I download WhatsApp?"
Yeah.
And she just sent the link again to WhatsApp with download, period.
Oh, God.
And I said, "Really weird left turn in this conversation, Anna. You're avoiding the issue." I said, "I'll download WhatsApp if you make me one promise. And that is, we can be friends if you promise to join the Patreon for the Brett DeMott Show. It's only $5 and it would show me that you're serious about being friends with me."
That's good.
And she says, "Of course, we can use WhatsApp to communicate first. This is my promise to you." download WhatsApp, sent me the link again. I said, no, no, you first. You join the Patreon, and then I'll download WhatsApp. It's the only way. I've been burned too many times before. Otherwise, this conversation is over. And she said, it's up to you. And I said, Anna, I thought we had potential here, but it turns out you're just like BB, my ex-wife.
Damn.
Your way is the only way. Honestly, I'm starting to think maybe you're not sincere, Anna. And she then replies, you're a liar. Trying to cheat me out of $5? Did I ask you to pay anything? If I don't download the software you mentioned, you just call me a liar? Fuck you. And then I sent some other replies back afterwards. I just said, you get good stuff for your $5. Bonus episode, the back catalog, video of all the episodes, and access to an online community
Jesus
on Discord.
Christ.
Think of all the people you could have met and tried this same freaking scam on. I bet like hundreds of people would have clicked your download link for WhatsApp, then you would have had been able to hack all their phones and get all their personal information. But you missed out, Anna, all because you couldn't part with $5. For a woman who is so successful, you sure biffed it on this incredible opportunity to further your obvious scam. And Anna left me on red, folks.
Wow. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Will you read the time from the first one to the last one?
Oh, God.
How long did this go on for? Because I'm sure you weren't just rifling that stuff off. You've put some thought into some of those.
This went on from 10:35 a.m. when I replied to 3:04 p.m.
5 hours of texting.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
good try,
but anyway,
though. Good try, though.
I tried. Look, if this scammer would have joined the Patreon, I would have downloaded WhatsApp and given her access to my whole life. But I guess, again, Anna, that's on you.
You're bad.
You're bad, Anna. But folks,
wow.
That's all we got for the show today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to... That's not all we got this week. That is all we got for this episode. But coming up on Friday, we got the bonus headline, folks, which, you know, why don't we try this, buddy? What if we give them a little tease and we read our bonus headline to end the episode?
Yeah, all right.
That feels like a cool idea, folks. Okay. If you want to hear us talk about this next story, you should tune into the bonus headline. Join the Patreon. You'll get access to it. And the bonus headline this week reads...
Well, I think you're jumping the gun.
Why?
Because this is...
Piss news. That's right, folks. Our bonus headline this week is the illustrious return of piss news. And the headline reads... Cicada's unique urination unlocks new understanding of fluid dynamics.
And just to let you know again, the video's the funniest thing you'll ever see.
It's the funniest video I've seen in a very long time, folks. And if you want to check that out, please join us on the Patreon, which is patreon.com/TheBrettDeMott Show. Oh, wait, no. patreon.com/BrettDeMott Show.
Oh, my God.
It's just Brett DeMott Show. On Patreon, and you can get access to the bonus headline as well as a ton of other content that I think you will enjoy, folks. So if you like the show at all, please consider supporting us over there, or just keep listening to the free show every week. We appreciate that just as much, folks. So thank you as always for listening. Thank you for being here and sharing your Wednesday with us, or whatever day you listen to this. We will be back next week, same time, same place, same podcast app, and until that time, cheerio, mate. Right? Like that guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you don't know.